the Paul Bunyan Communications Postgame Show. Beaver football is on 92.1 The River.
Welcome back to Chet Anderson Stadium, Paul Bunyan Communications Postgame Show. Schultz and Biss with you, 2017. Winona State wins it tonight in the 19th annual Shrine Game. Head coach Jeff Tesh is making his way up to the press box right now and joins us. And, Jeff, well, that was an incredibly entertaining 3-3 game at the half. It got even more entertaining in the second half, but doesn't make you feel any better that you're about a combined minute away from being 2-1, does it?
No. You know, kind of a easy game to assess. We started out pretty well in the first quarter offensively, and then they all of a sudden they decided they couldn't keep bending, and they just brought the house the rest of the game, and we didn't handle that for a variety of reasons very well, but our defense just played a whale of a game and gave us an opportunity to hang around till that fourth quarter, and that's what I feel so bad for them. Then we went down and scored, and then kind of like last week, for some reason, they just couldn't hold them out. And we had a little more time, though, and went down, and it's too bad we got to put that kind of pressure on a freshman kicker. He just obviously, something with the snap holder kick, we just didn't get it up at all. But it was too long to go for it. I think it was 4th and 11 or something. So proud of the effort again. And, you know, like sometime you got to win a game with that effort. And hopefully that's next weekend.
Well, you got the defense on the field a lot in the second and third quarter, but then your offense came to life and had three drives in a row that sustained some time to help the defense get out, but it was a little too late. Defensively, though, boy, they did as much for you as they could with the two red zone turnovers there.
They did, and that's why I know they're a little frustrated, you know, to give up that quick drive, and they got to find a way to hold right there, too. There was a penalty in that drive, if I remember right, late hit on out of bounds,
yep.
And kid just got to make a better choice there. So, yeah, I mean, proud of the defense for giving us a chance, and then I know they're a little bummed that they couldn't hold the lead.
They've got a lot of stud wide receivers, a lot of height. Camille Al-Khoury, one of your leaders back there in the secondary, gets hurt. You had a lot of guys making plays out there for you in the secondary tonight, didn't you?
They did. I mean, that's their talent on their team, and an All-American wide receiver. They're doing what we did. You know, they throw the ball out there on the perimeter and got some impressive-looking kids out there. But, you know, for the most part, we didn't let those guys get behind us. They had to earn it, and I thought our kids did really about as good as we could against some really talented kids out there.
Well, the Warriors had Paul Preston, a 5'4 running back. Really hard to see between all those tall linemen and those tall wide receivers, and he was pretty elusive there in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, you can't find him, and he's got good balance. He's got strong legs. You would think a kid like that would go down easy, and he really doesn't. And those last touchdown down here, you know, he broke a tackle, and he dips and breaks it outside, and he's got a little more speed than you think, and he's a different kind of back, but he definitely is productive.
That was about as acrobatic of a catch as Jordan Niskowiak could make, wasn't it?
It's what we needed. We hadn't had a guy step up in the red zone for a while, and that's all we preached all week, is somebody make a play down there, and he did, and that was good to see.
See you next week at CSP, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers, with us in the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show tonight.